U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski's big energy policy bill, if it passes, would be the first in years. Several national energy bills have washed up on the rocks since then. Murkowski's strategy is to keep controversies out of the package, and as APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, it was tested at a Senate hearing this morning.
Going into the meeting, Murkowski, chairman of the Senate Energy Committee, faced a stack of 94 proposed amendments to the bill. Murkowski and Senator Maria Cantwell of Washington, the top Democrat on the committee, all but pleaded with the other senators not to stuff the bill with features that might become poison pills. Murkowski warned that she'd vote against even amendments she favors if she thought they'd sink the bill.
I would hope that members would instead choose to offer and withdraw some of these amendments to help preserve this bipartisan work product.
The practice of offer and withdraw allows a senator to go on record and make a speech about an amendment without disrupting the process. And that was largely the order of the day. The committee cleared 25 amendments in part one of the markup process. One of the amendments that did get a vote was Democratic Senator Al Franken's push for energy efficiency standards for power and gas utilities.
If we are really serious about telling ourselves and the country that we are serious about reducing the amount of carbon we put into the atmosphere, if we are, this is a way to do it.
Franken of Minnesota says more than 20 states have already adopted efficiency standards, and they've been very successful. Murkowski says the laws should remain at the state level.
We talk about the states being the laboratories. That's the way it should be. I am concerned, though, that if we have a new federal mandate, a requirement, that what you then do is you upend the good work that comes out of the states.
Franken appeared frustrated. He says if the states are the laboratories for Congress on this, the lab results are in already.
Why don't we take yes for an answer? Why don't we take it works for an answer?
His amendment failed along party lines. Sponsors withdrew other amendments relating to rural community subsidies, alternative energy, and permits for cross-border pipelines. At the end of the day, nothing controversial was attached to the bill, but several senators say they'll raise theirs again on the Senate floor, assuming the bill passes the committee. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.